is Global Air Force with your host, Dr. Jim Rome.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. Today, my friend, I'm visiting with a man that just a few months ago came back from Brazil. He went on a tour with Dr. Randy Clark and the Global Awakening team. His name is Paul Sherrill. Paul, here we are today, and you've got some wonderful things to share with us today. Could you tell us the story about the woman with the glass eye?
Yes. First, I want to take this opportunity to thank God for the wonderful privilege that I had, that I would be invited to even participate in such an event.
Amen.
Dr. Randy Clark of Global Awakening, as you know, is a very, very precious man in whom God has allowed me to cross paths with, and the opportunity to go and minister with Dr. Randy Clark, I would have never thought in 1,000 years that would have happened, because it was not something that I anticipated and when I met him. Having said that, we had parted to Brazil in the late September. We landed in Sao Paulo on our way to Herbalandia and several other states, you know, Cantonia. I mean, we had a great time. There were great miracles. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we literally counted over 4,000 miracles in a total trip there.
4,000 miracles and healings while you were there.
Yes, it was close to that, or even maybe a shy above that. But that's what we knew of.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, there were many other things that were taking place that we didn't get an opportunity to even check out, because there were just so many people. Endowment, that, you know, breakthrough in my own ministry.
Mm. 44 years studying the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, actually experiencing miracles as you worked in other ministries and with other ministries. But then all of a sudden the light went on and you're at a new level of understanding. It was revealed to you. Oh, my, glory to God.
So it worked.
It works. It's, oh, glory to God. You had another experience you were telling me about when we were talking yesterday, a most remarkable experience that I think people need to hear. And yeah, you just can't help but praise God and wonder at Him what He can do when He intercedes, intercepts, and heals our body. This is a most remarkable miracle. The woman with a glass eye. Tell us about that today.
Yeah, what had happened was we were in a city, I believe I'm pronouncing it right. It's called Cantonia. It is a place right near the Rio Grande, right north, a little west of Porto Alegre, and it's called Cantonia. And there was a young lady who had a glass eye from an accident where her eyeball exploded from that accident, and she had no more eyeball, and they put a glass eye in. And this was the third night we were there, so I understood from her, you know, interviewing her through an interpreter, that she had been prayed for, you know, both days, but she kept coming back. And on this particular day, when they asked me to pray for her, I laid hands on her the first time and prayed. Nothing happened. I prayed again the second time. Nothing happened. Now, mind you, before I started working with Randy Clark, I usually pray for a person one time. If they didn't get healed, they moved on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm learning from Dr. Randy Clark. And so I turn around, I pray for her the third time. Now, inside my being, what was going on through me, I'm not accustomed to praying three times.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray the third time. Nothing happens. Nothing visible that I could see. She takes the glass eye out, and so I'm praying, and I'm asking God, because I'm going to pray again. And I said, God, what am I doing wrong? I said, Lord, I believe that you can, because I've seen God do this before. I mean, this is not the first time I've seen God create an eyeball. And so I laid my hand on her the fourth time, and I prayed the prayer that came to me in my spirit, and it was Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then it said in the second verse how darkness was upon the face of the deep, And God said, let there be light, or me be. And that's what I, and when I prayed that, me be, I took my hand off and she started screaming that she can see, that she can see. And it shocked everybody that was standing, you know, in close proximity. And everybody that knew this young lady knew that for her to be able to see, there had to be something drastic that went on. And all of a sudden you could see God creating the eyeball. You could actually see it started coming in. And oh, it was my. Incredible, my brother.
And you said this, she was a young girl.
Yeah, I would like to think she was probably 31 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure, maybe 29, 31 years old. And she could be older, but she didn't look that much older than that. Her parents were there. It was a wild, outstanding thing that God had began to do in her life.
And the glass eye, did she take the glass eye out? Didn't she take it out right in front of you?
Yes, she took it out right in front of me.
And there was nothing in there, just a socket.
Yeah, just a socket. I couldn't see anything.
Isn't that something? Praise God. Hallelujah.
And there were many other great miracles that God did through others that were there. Because, you know, Dr. Randy Clark brings teams with him, people that mostly trained under his ministry or have some experience in ministry. And it is something that, you know, I have never seen on that level.
I'm sure that people that hear you today, they say, I want that. I would like to see that in my life. Is that possible for them?
My brother, all things are possible to them that believe.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And that's simple, just believe.
Would you pray for someone and seeking healing and also seeking the gifts of God to be demonstrated and carried out in their ministry? Could you pray for that person and persons today?
Father, I thank you right now. You said in your word in Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, how that the seven spirits of God were sent into the earth. And Lord, those seven eyes right now, Lord, you are all seeing, all knowing. And everyone that is listening to this broadcast, Father, whether they have a physical need, whether they have a spiritual need, or whether they have a family need or financial need, Father, I come to you on behalf of those who are in need and who right now are believing you for a miracle, believing you for a breakthrough. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person now. Lord, I come against the spirit of infirmity. I come against the devil. Jesus, for this purpose you came, that you might destroy the works of the devil, the effects of the curse. Satan, you will obey the word of the resurrected Son of the living God, who says, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. And I take authority over you, and I command the spirit of sickness. I command the spirit of infirmity to come out of these bodies. Lord, I speak to that person, Father, with deaf ear. In Jesus' name, I command every deaf ear in Jesus' name here now. I command that deaf spirit to come out. Lord, I pray for those who are experiencing blindness. I command their eyes in Jesus' name to begin to see. Lord, I declare right now your word be made manifest in those who have blood disorders, immune disorders, in the name of Jesus, cancers, tumors, in Jesus' name, be healed. Right now, those with financial needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you right now would release your angels to go forth on the behalf of your people right now and to cause the blessings of God that's been held up, Lord, to be released and, Lord, come into their coffers now. And, Lord, I pray even for those who desire to be used by you. I ask you, dear God, right now, just one breath right now that you would blow even now from that place right now called heaven. Lord, I ask that you would release that power. I would ask you to release the gifts of the Spirit. Lord, the working of miracles, the gifts of healing, the gifts of faith, the gifts of discernment of spirits and the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom be released to them right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
My Jesus.
Amen.
my life brings me sunshine, gladness washes all the sadness away. The word in my life gives me hope for tomorrow, forgiveness for the sins of yesterday. The word in my life gives me strength and gives me power when satanic forces come my way. I take the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, drive the darkness back the other way. In my life.
Glory to God. Oh, I love it. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Would you like to have Jim Rome come to your group, church, or special event? Dr. Rome is interested in hearing from you. You can call Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. That's Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force.